North Korea officials from the United States and the United Nations say the UN Security Council will meet on Friday to discuss North Korea's botched long-range missile launch. UN officials are calling this act deplorable and destabilizing despite the fact that it failed. They kind of launched the missile to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea, who ruled the communist state. And I think the big issue here is just that even though they said they were testing it as a missile, a lot of countries like the United States, South Korea, they kind of see this as, they saw it as like a long-range ballistic missile test and something that could definitely threaten
security in the future.
Absolutely.
In my opinion about what was really behind
it. The intentions behind it.
They can say it was a rocket to launch a satellite. I had heard weather satellite. I had heard communication satellite. All depended on who you were listening to. Basic point, they said it was a satellite. I think we all know probably it was a missile. What I thought was fascinating in this whole thing is they actually brought in international journalists.
Mm.
That's a rare thing.
Into North Korea. Yeah, Pyongyang, you're not getting
a
whole lot of journalists
rare.
There.
No, and they've been reporting pretty consistently. Now, the big question has been, a lot of these journalists are supposed to stay to see this 100th anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth.
Correct.
Of course, the founder of North Korea. I'm really wondering if they're going to end up keeping them after the embarrassment of having their rocket explode. North Korea has done something they rarely do,
yes.
And that is admit that something went wrong. They usually say that the rest of the world's lying or something to that effect. They've admitted that that rocket did not work.
Well, and the interesting backline story to this, Matt, is that the Obama administration, of course, had presented an aid food package deal with the North Koreans about if they did not launch this missile, that they would, you know, because as many people out there know, North Korea right now is a very impoverished nation with a very large army, but the civilian population struggling to put food on the table.
It's absolutely. And what was interesting, even if you follow the AP on Twitter, there was a great photo came out where one of the buses taking the journalists took a wrong turn and ended up on an unpaved road in Pyongyang. And you just saw the absolute squalor that some of these people are living in. And a AP photojournalist managed to get a picture and put it on Twitter. So if you want to really know what it's like in North Korea, that was probably the best look we've ever had.
Sure.
I mean, it was fascinating.
Right. I think just to add to that, like you were saying, Giancarlo, I think a lot of it is the U.S. They just said, you know, we can't really send you this food if you're going to. They said your actions have kind of made it impossible to have confidence that, you know, we can keep and maintain agreements.
And the other situation, though, behind that, I think you bring up a great point, Amanda, but the U.S. militarily is tied to South Korea, Japan, Taiwan. I mean, there are so many military interests within where even a short-range ballistic missile that, yes, it disintegrated once it, you know, exited the Earth's atmosphere. But the fact is that a lot of those militaries depend on the United States, if there's a crisis situation, to jump in and help out.
That's right. And an interesting addition to that is the fact that the Japanese said that if they felt that this missile was threatening to Japanese territory, that they would shoot it down.
Yep.
We know what that would start, quite possibly.
Well, and on top of that, because North Korea, let's be quite honest, cannot move forward without China backing them, both militarily, both economically. The Chinese back North Korea. Without the Chinese government propping up the North Korea regime, if you want to call it,
right,
there is no way that that government can stand on its own.
But at the same time, China has been one of those countries that's also been trying to work on reducing the threats of North Korea.
Matt,
that's the front.
But you know, under the table, I mean, it's... There's no way, to me, I mean, when I hear that, because that's the only nation that's providing North Korea with any kind of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're their neighbor.
Oh, absolutely.